Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. That means Patrick Ahern, the CEO and producing artistic director, is here this morning. Hi, Patrick. Morning.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's always like you usually get early. You walk around the neighborhood.
I had a nice little bit of about a 15, 20-minute walk before I came into the studio. So, you know me. I love my walking.
You do love the walking. It gets you. The blood is flowing.
There's nothing like it. It's funny. For so many years, I lived in New York City. Walking was my transportation. I didn't have a car in New York. But when I moved here, God, 16 years ago, I've been here now. When I moved here, it got to be a more sedentary life, you know, with my job and have a car and all that kind of stuff. But during the pandemic, I took up the walking and it's changed my life.
Yeah, it has me too. You start walking and it just, there's nothing like it.
I try to do about 6 to 7 miles a day. And boy, does it keeps you healthy. It keeps your mind healthy and it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
We had a lot to talk about this morning. Guys and Dolls through this weekend. If you haven't seen it, you ought to make an attempt to get to Riverside because what a great show.
Thank you, Ted. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. Again, it's another one of these tried and true musicals, just like Sound of Music that we did and got so much attention with last August into the fall. And it's amazing when you work on a great piece of theater, when the book is strong and the music is strong, there's little changes here, or you can shake it up a little bit, make it a little different. And I wanted to direct this show because I'd never done it before, and we've built it to be, the whole place is like a big speakeasy supper club,
and the staging
and the lighting and the cast, it's just been fun, and people are loving it. People have come back 2 and 3 times to see it. My greatest compliment came from my niece, Caitlin Anderson, came to see the show with my sister Maureen this past Friday night, last Friday night, and Caitlin was riveted. She, you know, usually she might get a little fidgety or whatever, and she said to me at intermission, she said, "Oh my God, I think this is one of my favorite shows ever done here." And she said, "Wow. Did you direct it?" I said, "Yeah, I did." And she said, I am totally engaged and I haven't been bored for 1 second. And, you know, when I get, that means the world to me because, you know, that's not somebody that, she doesn't live in the theater world. She loves going to the movies and seeing shows. But when somebody, you know, can say something like that and is not your typical Broadway person, That's a compliment. So I appreciated that.
That's a great comment though that I hadn't thought of. That I didn't know many of the songs. I don't know that there were many songs. Maybe one or two that I kind of knew, but I never was either. Everything was very engaging, and it just was. It's a great show.
Well, the way the set is, it's a one unit set that we, with lighting and changing the location of a scene with on the stage, it can make you feel like you're in a different place.
Yes.
And I wanted to do the show that with the one unit set, the passerelle, with all the lights around it and everything, because I wanted the show to move. And I said from the beginning in rehearsals, it's not just the music that has a rhythm to it. The dialogue, the talking does as well. And we want to keep the audience, you know, jazzed at all time. Not just when they hear a song, but when they're listening to what's going on in a scene. And the set allowed us to do that. We move from one place to the next, to the next, to the next. You never see anything drag in the show. And I would say that's my proudest accomplishment with Guys and Dolls. I mean, everybody's tremendous in it, the cast and everything, crew, the creative team, the lighting, but the fact that the show moves like it does is keeps the people, you know, on the edge of their seat. Yeah,
and it's little things that I noticed that I thought was so, and there's a scene where they go to Cuba.
Yes.
A couple of and the cast that's in that's part of that Cuba scene, their accents change just a little bit, mm-hmm. or the way they move.
Yep.
Everything, and then they go right back when they're back in America.
Yep.
It was just, there are just a lot of little things.
It's the little things that, yeah. Everybody thought I was crazy. When I was first coming up with ideas for the show, I said, okay, and I want a plane. So yes. When they go to Cuba, and they all thought I was a plane. How are you going to do a plane? And I said, it doesn't have to be. We're not going to erect a big plane,
no.
But we can make a small plane and have it go by.
Yeah.
And the audience just gets a big kick out of that. I love that when they take off from New York, go to Cuba, and then after they've been there, they come back.
Hey, they come back, yeah.
And Stephanie Wood Harrington, I have her dress up as a flight attendant, and she was the one that takes the plane across both times. It's just those little touches sometimes can really delight an audience.
Just so. whether it was what they were wearing,
yeah.
How they talked, the movement.
Yeah. I
thought, this is just like you're seeing something in Havana.
And yeah.
It was just little things.
That whole Havana section, I got to give kudos to Stephanie because she, you know, that was mainly choreographed, that whole big number, that scene. And I said, run with the ball on this, you know, be creative. Because she's my associate director now. Whenever I'm doing a show, she's my assistant director. So she did a fantastic job.
So yep. If you ought to this weekend, take the family and
make
a night of it.
It's our salute to the 250th birthday,
yeah.
too. You know, we couldn't get the rights to 1776, so I thought, well, why don't we do a classic all-American musical?
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, when Nathan and Adelaide get married, we kind of do a little firework thing there, and then everything goes to red, white, and blue lights, and it's a nice tribute to the 250th birthday.
The other thing that I didn't realize is that I was so engaged in the show, after the show ends, you look at your watch and you're like, wow, that was a little bit longer than usual, and I didn't even notice it.
But that's why I push the show the way it was, so
yeah.
the audience doesn't go. Because sometimes, you know, if we had done multi set locations, and you've got to do that scene change,
yeah,
that can take quite a bit of time. And we were able to trim up a little music between scenes that we didn't need because we weren't doing that. So that tightened the show a little bit. But I've watched the show at least five or six times, and every time I watch it, especially when you're the director, you know it's coming. You know, you might, you know, look at your watch, and I've been engaged every time I've seen it.
Yeah.
So
and everybody's so there's just all the regulars that you usually see.
Oh, the cast is wonderful,
is just terrific,
and the audience, it brings the house down with that "Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat" number,
yeah.
and the mission, and a lot of the numbers, the guys dancing in the sewer in the "Before Luck Be a Lady." That's a great number, the Crapshooters Ballet. It's a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, especially it's supposed to be a little bit rainy on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, then absolutely.
Go to the theater.
Go to the theater.
So check it out, riversidedt.com, to get tickets. You will not be disappointed with Guys and Dolls. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up. We got other things going on this summer. And I always say it, we get to the end and we kind of always work it in, kind of shoehorn in about the nonprofit. We'll spend a little bit of time talking about it because it
sure.
is important to understand nonprofit
in
what you're doing at Riverside. Lots to talk about with Patrick Ahern this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern in this morning from our Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riverside.dt.com. And again, Guys and Dolls through the 28th in the Mousetrap. We'll get into that as we go along this morning because I can't wait for Mousetraps.
So. And it's selling pretty well.
I've heard a lot of people talk about
I think people, well, first of all, I think people enjoy a play once in a while, you know, something without without music or people singing or during the show. And second of all, people love the murder mysteries. And, you know, Mousetrap is the classic Agatha Christie. I think it's one of her first. And matter of fact, the play's been running in London since the 1960s.
Mm.
So, I mean, here it is 60-some years later, and it's still going.
Well, and then Murder on the Orient Express was so good. Mm-hmm. The way you did that was was just a classic.
Yeah.
So
no.
this one will be good.
Yeah.
And I know Sweeney Todd, you have been waiting for a year and a half at least for this one.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's always, I think, been my favorite musical of all time.
That's what you've said.
I saw it when I was in college. I think I might have been a sophomore in college, and I wasn't really full throttle into theater at that time, but boy, I think that was a turning point of my life. I just was so taken by it. It was at the Eurus Theater in New York. It was 78, I believe, 79, and my mouth was so wide open from the whole experience, and I've always wanted to do it at Riverside, but it had to be the right time. I don't think our audiences, when I first came 16 years ago, were ready for a Sweeney Todd, but I think they are now. You know, there's been a movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
It was a Broadway revival with Josh Groban. I want people to understand, you know, some of our audience will come up to me and say, Sweeney Todd, I don't know if I'm going to come and see that. There's a lot of blood. And I hate when people predispose what's going to happen, because I haven't even, you know, it doesn't open until September. So I haven't even fleshed all of the gory details out yet. But with that said, they will be done with class and with respect. I'm not, the story is too important and the music is too glorious to make people afraid to come and see it. So I'm really honoring the great story and the great music of Stephen Sondheim rather than trying to scare the heck out of people. Now, is there times when people get killed? Yeah, but it's the way you do it, and it will be done tastefully, and it won't be about blood. And I mean, it is about blood, but that doesn't mean you're going to see it all over the stage. But I think Sweeney, if everything comes out the way I'm planning in my head, will go down as one of the next groundbreakers at Riverside.
Well, and you do have such a track record with some of these shows where there have been situations that you've had to work around, and you always have.
I think the show is a masterpiece. And really, you know, everybody thinks it's the demon barber of Fleet Street, the barber that kills people. But what you have to really look at about this story is really a story of redemption, of a man that was wronged and comes back to go after those people that ruined his life and some of the people he loved. And I mean, when you think about it, you think of the Les Mis story with Jean Valjean, a story of redemption.
Yep. Yeah,
now, he didn't kill a lot of people, but I mean, it's I want people to embrace what the true meaning of it is, rather than thinking of it as something that's going to be horrific or, you know, something distasteful. We don't do that at Riverside.
We
treat things, I believe, with class.
Oh, every time. What was the show? Because the show that I remember that everybody was like, oh, they're doing that. It was the show where there were the guys and there was some nudity.
Full Monty.
Full Monty. And
yeah.
That was, and I remember
people
we did a show,
it.
And it was, and you did it, and it was just done so well. That
and
was
it,
never even an issue.
It was funny, because I think that was a show where a lot of people were afraid to come out, because they thought they were going to see all these naked men, which you never see them fully naked because of the lighting.
Yeah.
But it was such a hit movie, and it did very well on Broadway. But
yeah.
And it was a great seller for Riverside. Matter of fact, I wanted to do it again, and now they're doing a revival on Broadway.
Yeah.
So the rights won't be available, but we'll do it again. But yeah, you just trust me, if you've loved the shows at Riverside, 95% of the time, I'm not going to do you wrong.
No.
I can't say there's something one or two that might have, you know, tipped people the wrong way. But for the most part, It's going to be a great show.
Yeah. No, so, and the fact that on this list of things coming up that we're even mentioning Christmas Carol, where's the year gone? You think that you're scheduling out, you know, years in advance, but
I have just solidified next year. I, believe it or not, have already 1, 2, 3. I've got 3 shows that are ready to be applied for 2028.
Wow.
So I like it that way because I don't want to have to worry about it. I want to grab the rights ahead of the game. One of the shows, a play that we are doing next season, I have the rights. I signed the contract. Everything's done. I'm praying to God they can't take it away from me, but I've just read that they're doing a Broadway revival at Lincoln Center of this play that we are doing. So the timing is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The time flies. When Christmas is here, I'm beyond Christmas.
Oh,
it's like I'm, and then when we get to the spring, I'm talking about, the holidays will be here before you know it. And it's true because here we are, and I'm going into rehearsals for Sweeney Todd in August, and here we are approaching July.
Yeah.
Where did all that time go?
It's just amazing. You and I did a podcast on Sweeney Todd last fall.
Yeah.
Right? Last fall. And it just seemed like that.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and now that it's upon us. So,
yeah.
Are you going to do? Last summer you had fun on Facebook with it. It made me mad. I wanted to know what was coming up. You did it on the shows coming up.
A puzzle. Try
it
to
was
figure
a puzzle
out.
Thing, and I'm terrible at puzzles.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that again.
I don't know. I'll talk to Sarah, our marketing director, and see what plans she has. I think I let one of the shows cat out of the bag on it, but hopefully people will forget. But next season's going to be I think it's going to pack a wallop. I think every one of the shows we're doing is a well-known title and a terrific show.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things we always talk about at the end, we should just spend a few minutes talking about the fact that Riverside, and you talk about it every show at the beginning, you're mm-hmm. nonprofit, and that carries with it. There are sponsorship opportunities if people want to get involved financially.
Correct.
People can get involved financially.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's just a different vibe around the theater these days.
Well, here's the deal. Back when Riverside started in 1998 as a dinner theater, a small dinner theater, but they built a big space for a small kind of start off.
Yeah.
And the facility that we have, the productions and the quality that we do would never be, I don't think, under the guise of an LLC. Riverside started with several people in the area investing in it's not commercially traded stock it's the stock is with the LLC itself.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so they built this facility. They started this theater. Most of the people that invested at the time wanted to see Ron Wayman's dream fulfilled of this theater, and how great they did that, because here we are today, 28 years later.
Yeah.
But back in the late 90s, when the theater first opened, dinner theater was on its way out. And so as far as an investment to try to make money back or even make money off of it, it was going to be rather slim pickings. And I don't know if everybody really looked at it that way back then. When I got involved back in 2011, and we aspired to be more than just a dinner theater, we changed the name to the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. We started presenting quality regional theater. My pitch to the board, the LLC board at the time, and to the investors was, we're not going to sustain only on ticket sales.
Right.
There's no way, because not even 50% of your cost to produce some of the shows that we do come in at the box office. I mean, so we have to start thinking our future. And I said, the best way to please everybody so that some of the original investors have an opportunity or a chance to get some money back and we can sustain as theater is to take the theater operations of the LLC and turn it into a nonprofit so that the original investors will still own the property, the building and the land, but the theater operations entity and all that goes with it will become a 501c3 nonprofit. Yeah. That allows us to have tax breaks. That allows us to have sponsorships and donations and grants and all of those things that your 99% of your professional regional theaters in this country are nonprofit. Because unfortunately, the costs are way too high to try to make a ton of money. You want to, you know, you don't want to aspire to just break even, but you want to make your costs and make sure you're taking care of your company. And so that's what we have finally decided to do back in 2023. The membership voted to turn theater operations into a nonprofit, which was one of the greatest things we've ever done.
Yeah.
And it helps us in what we do. And you can't take an arts organization or a great theater like Riverside for granted that it's always going to be there. This year's been a bit slow because the economy, gas prices, grocery prices, you know, people hold their purses a little tighter.
Yep.
So you have to be able to weather the different storms like the pandemic and all these different things. And so the infusion of donations, of sponsorships, that all helps us sustain Riverside. Now our board is starting an endowment. So Riverside will now have an endowment where people, we can be part of people's estate planning or giving down the way. Because I'll tell you, I can't say this enough. Everybody loves Riverside. The area just is proud of having Riverside. The people that we bring in from all over this country love Riverside. We don't ever want to get to a point where we have to go to our community and our donors and say, oh my God, we're in big trouble, help. Right. We'd rather help you come on board with us while we're strong, while we are doing well, and infuse us with the future and allow us to continue our path. You know, in the business that we're in, you don't ever want to stay complacent. You want to constantly challenge yourself. You want to try new things. We are talking about some major exciting things in the next 3 to 5 years with our strategic planning. And I want Riverside to be around long after I'm gone, and something that Stafford County and the city of Fredericksburg and the surrounding areas of Spotsylvania and King George and Prince William County and as far south as Richmond and beyond can all, it's a great destination place for wonderful theater.
Absolutely.
Period. And now that we've got that big sign up on our building, that you can't miss it. You see it from 95 as you're going north. I'll wrap this up simply with saying, if you love the theater, if you love what it does for the community, and if you have some funds that you would like to, and 100% tax deductible, by the way, come and be a friend to us at Riverside and help us launch our future for many years to come.
No, I can go in the late afternoon, early evening, drive over to Riverside, even with traffic. And, you know, it's 15, 20 minutes, same then going home at night. And I'm not having to go an hour and a half or longer.
No. That's what, and plenty of parking, And our neighbors across the way, it's Inventions and the building area and parking over there. They are so nice. They've said to us, you know, on the weekends, if you've packed and there's an overflow, people are more than welcome to park across the street. So even that is just to walk across the little street there. But no, it's so convenient, and you're getting a quality production. I know we say we are the best of Broadway in Virginia, and I'm not saying that I have a Broadway budget or that we're, you know, a Broadway show, but the talent that we have and the productions we put up, you will not be disappointed, you know? Go support Broadway. Go support the theaters up north in D.C. and Richmond, but come and support something that's right here where equally is good.
Oh, better. in many cases. But yeah, yeah. RiversideDT.com. And again, Guys and Dolls this weekend. If you've got a chance, you ought to see it. It will blow you away. And if you haven't been to Riverside and you see that, you'll have a whole different
We have outlook. People calling into the box office going, oh my God, we saw your sign on 95. We live right off of Route 17. We didn't know you were there.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes a difference.
It does.
When you can see something tangible that has your name on it, you know, right?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So, yeah. Come be a part of the incredible experience called the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts.
RiversideDT.com. Patrick A. You're going to hear more on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Aaron in this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, RiversideDT.com. And again, I can't say it enough, Guys and Dolls, you've got till the 28th.
Yeah,
you haven't
this Sunday.
Seen it. Go and
so you've
see
got
it.
Five shows this afternoon,
yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, and Sunday closing at 3 p.m. Yeah, it's just, you don't want to miss it.
No. And then Mousetrap, Sweeney Todd,
yep.
Christmas Carol, and then to be announced.
To be announced very soon, in like just about another month. We'll announce it at the beginning of August. Yeah.
Speaking of, we talked about, we can't believe, Patrick, that Christmas is, we're already talking about a Christmas Carol. 4th of July is next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Riverside, a couple of things. You're going to be at Ferry Farm.
Ferry Farm has asked us to do something. And so we are going to do that. We will be at Ferry Farm at 1 p.m. on the 4th of July afternoon, which is a Saturday, too,
this year.
Yeah. So we'll have probably about eight singers with us, and I will be there, and we will do a little something to celebrate our 250th birthday. And then the evening at Riverside, this is quite exciting. There is it's called Virginia 250th Birthday, which is a big splash, probably similar to when they do the Capitol 4th up in D.C., but they're doing it in Williamsburg, and Adrian Warren, who was won the Tony Award for she starred as Tina Turner in Tina the musical, and Kelly O'Hara, who's also a Tony Award winner for The King and I, and she's had an illustrious career. She was just on Broadway in a play, or I think it's still running right now, and most recently nominated for Tony as Best Actress, but this is an event that is being broadcast live, or not live, but streamed from Williamsburg. And the state is reaching out to different arts organizations. They are granting the organizations some monies to stream this event. And so that evening, if you go to our Facebook page or website or whatever, the details are there. But the evening of the 4th of July, which is Saturday, I'm sure everybody wants to get to a prime spot where there's going to be some spectacular fireworks. But
yeah,
prior to the fireworks, at Riverside, we're going to have this huge big screen blow-up TV that's going to be right in front of our marquee, that front drive there.
How cool.
And like a drive-in, you can come and park in, and we will stream that Williamsburg 250th event for you all to see. Plenty of parking in the Riverside parking lot. You can probably even see it from across the street. I can't say that you will have optimal viewing of the fireworks probably from Nats Park, but you will certainly be able to see some of them from the distance. The higher ones that go up way in the air, Nats Park is just about an exit down from where Riverside is. And of course, we're practically right, not right on the river, but close to the river, and they're on the other side of the river. So, but it's an event that we're very excited about. One of our board members, Liz Lane, worked very hard with one of our grant writers, Therese Vogel, to get us grants to do this spectacular event. Our marketing director, Sarah Anderson, has worked very hard on it, and it will be a very special evening at Riverside.
Wow, that is, yeah, I did not realize that they were, so many things are planned for Williamsburg next weekend.
Yeah.
And to be able to take part in that and to see it from Riverside.
You'll be able to see Williamsburg right on 95 Riverside Parkway.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great thing. And you mentioned before about the sign that you can see now.
Oh,
is
it's just great.
It is.
Some wonderful, wonderful donors. I reached out to, we put up this 20-foot by 20-foot digital sign on the front of our building, on our fly space, and boy, do you, it's like a beacon, and as you're going 95 north, you get just a great shot of it, and
you can do
brand,
so much with it.
Yeah, the brand is there, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, and we always have the slides will show what's currently playing, what's coming up, many things that we will be able to do with that sign. But I can't thank the people that donated the monies. It was a good amount of money that allowed us to purchase that sign. And it's truly spectacular. You know, being tucked around there on Riverside Parkway off of Sanford Drive, we don't have that storefront so people don't see us. And there's so many people that still don't know that we're there. And, you know, the box office will get calls from people, first-timers, and say, my God, I didn't even realize you guys were there until I saw that sign, and we live right off of Route 17. So it's important that visibility continues to get out there in every way that you can possibly do it to, you know, we want everybody to know about the great things that we do at Riverside.
Yeah, because for, like I said, for so many people, you're not that far.
Mm-mm.
And it's easy in, it's easy out.
Yeah.
And so take advantage and of it.
Everybody that comes, you know, as we've been running Guys and Dolls, people will stop me in the lobby and say, thank you for what you do. You have brought such great shows to this area. And my God, it is so nice to be able to, you know, just know that we've got a short distance to where you're at and we can park and we see a really great, great show, you know.
Right.
I mean, so many of our people come up and say, well, this is better than Broadway, you know. Again, I will say, well, thank you for saying that. I don't have that Broadway budget, and I don't have, you know, the huge, huge casts and all the technology that Broadway has, but we certainly are right up with some of the best of the regional theaters, I believe, in the country.
And Patrick, it's great. It's another thing you can do. You can go out, you know, either during the week. You can have a matinee on Wednesday, a matinee on Sunday, Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah,
when you know you go, it's you can go with your neighbors, take your friends,
and when a show is popular, like when we did The Sound of Music last year, or the Christmas show, or we will add additional performances as demand. Mm-hmm. Presents itself. So sometimes we'll add a Saturday matinee, or we'll add a Friday matinee or a Thursday matinee, or, you know, it all depends on the situation. So the main thing is show us the love, and by doing that we will be here for a long, long time.
One of the other great things, you've always done things in the summer, had programs and in camps.
Yes.
This year, this Artist Advancement Week, as mm-hmm. I look this over, I don't think you have ever done anything quite so comprehensive and for a great price.
Yeah. Last summer was the first time we did like a summer intensive. And this is actually a precursor of what our plans in the next 3 to 5 years are. And one of those is to have our own school for the arts right at Riverside. You know, not only can we train in the performance arts, the singing, the dancing, the acting, but the facility that we have of us, the scene shop where they build and design sets below the stage in the basement where our wardrobe shop is and all the costumes are made. There's so many facets of behind the scenes and on the stage that we can do at Riverside, and there's a lot of talent in this area. Mm. tremendous talent. Some of these young kids are just dying to, you know, soak it up. And so we're doing this advanced session this year. I mean, think of the talent. Carson Eubank, who is our associate producing artistic director, music director, one of the finest music directors I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
To get to work with him, the way he works with people with their voices and how to color the songs, amazing. Stephanie Wood, one of the best choreographers, dancers around. And not only that, Stephanie is being a tremendous assistant director. She has great ideas. There's another person, Aaron Moore, who is our production manager, who has studied theater all his life, who has been a performer, who has been a choreographer, and his knowledge of the theater will be another one of the people that you will get to work with. And I am going to take part in terms of, you know, talking advice, sharing my career and how things happened along the way, and just sitting back and, you know, giving my two cents and taking in some of the great talent in this area. Because not only are we looking for it at Riverside, but, you know, the greatest joy of my life is to be able to support upcoming talent. And we've had that at Riverside, where people have appeared on our stage and gone on to work on Broadway. And if I can give, you know, my two cents that help somebody and direct their lives to do great things in the future, then that's a great thing. So the enormous amount of talent that is at Riverside is truly special. And the talent is there. You know, I always say this, God gives you the gift because he wants you to share it.
Yeah.
And from singing to training to any of those things, there you have it. And we've tried to put it at an affordable price, and we want people to take advantage of this, because these are the programs that you're not going to get unless you go 60 miles up north or 60 miles down south, probably, and maybe not even there, with some of the unique talent that we have at Riverside.
It's July 27th through the 31st. Go to riversidedt.com.
Yeah.
And it pops right up.
Yeah.
And,
oh, you won't be disappointed.
No.
You know, and it may turn into you being on the Riverside stage sometime, too.
You look at it, and there's so much there. It's in such detail, and you just think, this might be just what someone needs to either determine this is what they want to do for a career or not. But there's such knowledge there. And as you were talking, it just reminds me, so often, a lot of times, people that are on the Riverside stage come back and direct.
Yes.
And you encourage that kind of thing.
You know, I was a performer all my life before I really got into directing. And I think, trust me, not all performers can do it. Not all performers want to do it. But with me, my love for directing comes from the inspirations I had of the good directors that I worked with across the years, and how they nurtured me.
Yeah.
And it's really the nurturing. And I really think, you know, a director is a guide, you know, because when you're putting a cast together, I always say this, it's a collaborative effort, the process. And when you're casting, you're not only casting the talent, but the person and the intelligence of that person and what they bring to the table along with that. So, I think a lot of performers have a good eye for directing and a good heart for directing. And matter of fact, we've got Mousetrap is being directed by Andrew Foote.
He's been on stage many times.
Been on stage at Riverside twice now. He was in the Bridges of Madison County with his wonderful wife, Adrienne Hick, and then the two of them again together about a year ago in Next to Normal, which was terrific piece of theater. And I just picked up the phone, just knowing Andrew, talking with Andrew, his friend, you get a sense of, I think you'd be good at this.
Yeah.
And he's come in, and already I can tell the cast is just thrilled with getting a chance to work with him and what he's bringing to the table. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he comes up with and what ends up as the final product for Mousetrap.
Have I ever told you that it's great having Riverside here? I mean, Riverside does so many great things.
It does. It does. It's and nothing else, you know, if nothing else. I just think we've created a family over there.
Yeah.
Majority of people, I'm sure there's one, two, three people that are like, ugh, I wish I didn't work there. But the majority of people all say to me, what a great... We love coming back to Riverside. We just love it here. And that makes me happy because, you know, what you want to do is build a place where you create a family of wonderful talent that wants to come back and all collaborate and work together to do great theater that you're proud of and excited to have people come see.
No, I just think you look around here and you see that so many people come to this area, through the National Park Service and the things they offer, and I think that Riverside does the same thing. There are a lot of people coming into this area and staying and buying things and coming here, maybe living here because of
Riverside. We've had people move here because of Riverside to stay in this area, and you know, it's amazing what the performing arts can do. It you know, we always talk about sports, which I love. I love my Commanders, you know, love the Yankees, all of that. But the Knicks.
Oh, we could do a show on that. Yeah, you and the Knicks.
But the theater is very similar, you know. There's an athleticism to what we do on the stage and in the a vocalist and a dancer. And so... you know, as much as you want to support your favorite team, the athletics and all that stuff, you want to support the teams that put on these wonderful shows as well.
That reminds me of things I never thought I would ever hear. When this was during the playoffs this spring, and you saying to me, yeah, I rushed home. I had to see the Knicks game. And I thought, wow, now, there's something you don't hear Patrick say often. But, yeah, it was the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, no, I love all of that. And that was, matter of fact, I was probably up the night that the Knicks came back 29 points.
Yeah, I had turned it off.
I could not go to sleep. Well, I went out for a walk because I said, there's no way this is going to happen. And when I came back, they were only down by like 15 or whatever. And then it just went. And I was up the entire night. And of course, you know, having lived in New York for almost 30 years, I was just fascinated with seeing all the you know. And then two days later when they won it all. Yeah, what a great feeling. Because New York hasn't experienced that. I think the Yankees would have been the last ticker tape parade maybe early 2000s.
Yeah, it's been a while. A while. Yep.
So...
quick break with Patrick Ahern. There's still the New York boy in him. CEO and producing artistic director at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. RiversideDT.com. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern here this morning at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. So, now that I think of it, we, you know, we talk about all the people that were at Courtside at Madison Square Garden. You should have been there. Patrick Ahern.
I don't think I had any of my connections that I once had. That I mean, it would have been fun to be there, but it felt like I was there.
Yeah,
Seeing a lot of the people it was just an amazing thing. You know, I'm a born and raised New Yorker from Central New York, so always followed the New York teams. But then living right in Manhattan for all the years that I did, I've always been partial to, except the Giants. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm a Commanders fan.
Okay.
And that's Redskins before Commanders.
Right.
But always been a fan. Since I was 9 years old, Ted, I had an uncle that worked at NBC in Washington. And every fall, my parents would send me down to D.C. and he'd take me to a Redskin game from 9 years old. And so I have been a Redskin fan since I was nine. Well, and now Commanders. But I've always loved, you know, football, baseball. Those are my favorites. College basketball.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, some of the people that I work with at Riverside come over and watch the Commanders games at my house. So
How about that? It.
Yeah.
It's a side of Patrick that we don't often see.
Well-rounded.
You know, right. It's more than just, you know, whatever the next show is.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, and I think that's a healthy thing. You know, I went into this business kind of kicking and screaming because I wanted to be a broadcaster. And I think it was healthy for me to go in that way because it's right. not, you know, people say, do you listen to Broadway tunes at home or do you listen? I said, hell no. You know, do you watch all shows on TV? And do you? Hell no. I love when I'm in the zone doing what I do, but I love when I'm outside of it doing something else.
Yeah. No, after doing this all day, I don't want to go and watch.
Yeah.
You know, whether, you know, it's some news show. No.
Well, I do a lot of that.
Patrick, thank you again. Guys and Dolls, we've said it over and over.
Gotta see it.
You gotta see it. If you've got a chance through Sunday, riversidedt.com. Happy 4th of July. See you soon.
Thanks, Ted. Always a pleasure.
Always great having Patrick Ahern here this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. That's it. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.